This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'd like to discuss today a very relevant topic. It touches all of us in one way or another. It's what they call today the Shidduch crisis. Some are looking for Shidduchim for themselves, and some for their children, and some for relatives. And it's a parsha. And everyone finds difficulty in this parsha. I'd like to discuss, probably if we had to discuss solutions, we could be here for more than the allotted time of the shir. I'd like to point out one solution which is guaranteed. It's batuach. It's a definite solution. Lots of talk in recent years. What's the eitzah? What's the advice, and what's the mahalach, and how could we overcome the problems? So much pen and paper was devoted to the topic. Some every week in the newspapers, it's full with this shaila. Shidduch crisis. The Shidduch crisis. I'm not here to solve the Shidduch crisis. Nor am I here to make a forum on the topic. But I'd like to be magdim. A story that I heard from my Rebbe, Shem Faival Shustel. He said over that Rebbe Chanan's father-in-law, Rebbe Meir Atlas, Rebbe Chanan quotes him a few times in Kaivet Shiurim, and Agreis Talmud Chacham, Achash Lemensh. He was once amongst a gathering in Asifas Rabbanim, and Rav after Rav, and speaker after speaker got up and gave solutions to the quote-unquote the problems of the day in Klal Yisrael. The problem, each one touched on a very important topic and each one came up with a brilliant solution. When Rebbe Meir Atlas's turn came to speak, he got up and he said, Rabbeisai, I want to be matzia, a takon. What's the takana? Is on melnish drukin ken hagadus. They shouldn't print any more hagadus. Everyone was looking. Was he joking? Well, so they asked him, Rebbe, Chashve Rav, they were talking about serious things with serious problems and serious takanis and eitzis. What are you talking about? Hagadis, Nishdrukin Kin Hagadis. So he says, Herzachzu, I'll answer you. Everything I heard today, the problems are real, and the takanis and solutions are very great and big, but you never know. Sometimes the solution is not necessarily the answer. Sometimes there's more kilkel that can come than tikkun. You know, it's not so simple when you make takonis. If you go down the right road, who knows? It's complicated. Nothing bad could come out of it. It's a guaranteed takon. What was his point? He obviously didn't care if you druk me'a goddess. That wasn't his point. His point was, some things, actually, most things are very complicated. One thing is simple. God is kemereden. You know, there's certain things which are beyond reproach, beyond complication. And he was trying to be meramiz the oilam. You're not going to solve all the problems. And there's no one solution, and there's no guaranteed eitzah for problems. Yet, I'd like to be matzia, a guaranteed eitzah, for the problem of the crisis of Shidduchim. And that is something which is definite to Rabbi Yisrael. Tefillah, 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 and tefillah. Davening. I'd like to quote you a Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara says, in Brachas Dav Ches, al zeis yispalu kol chosid, eilecha, le'eis mitzoy. A chosid zol mispalu zayn. Le'eis mitzoy. A pasuk etilim lamed beis. Amar Reb Chanina le'eis mitzoy. Zu isha. Davenin. It's for a vibe. So you see, Chazal already pointed out an inyan miyuchid. A vibe, a wife, comes with tefillah. So you state in the Gemara. Azoy is yispal kol chosid. Could have been anything. Mispal zayn of panosil, mispal zayn of shalom in the welt. I mean, there's so many. But Chazal singled out. Azoy is yispal, what is David HaMelech referring to in Tehillim? Leis mitzoy zu isha. I was at a... Huh? Okay. I was at a chasana last night. I was at a chasana last night. Maybe that's why the topic came into my head, but that's not the reason. The reason is because I hear too much. I get the phone calls and the parents and the broken hearts of parents. I don't have answers, but I have one answer. What Chazal tell us, and I was at the chasana last night. Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita. It was the Masada Kedushin, it was his Talmud. And I asked him, Shashiva, why is Shidduch, Miyuchat Tefillah, why did Chazal point out Shidduch, not Tefillah? La'eis Mitzay. And he answered me, that's the ganze Leben, a Shidduch. It's a person's whole life. He gets married, that's his life. Everything in his life revolves around Le'es Mitzoy Zuisha. So Chazal understood such an important part of life is Muzayin Tefillah. Good. Talmud, I'm not the Talmud from the Daily Yisrael. I don't know more than what they tell me. I was Mekabel, but I felt Efshek Hemen Zagan there. Tavtach Zagan Asher Eichet. I felt Efshek Hemen Zagan Abyssal there, Abyssal. I saw an interesting medrash, the Baldigan medrash. The medrash says, in Bereishis Samaches Dalit, Bereishis Rab, Samaches Dalit. It's a pasuk right in Tehillim, Tehillim Samaches Zayin, Elikim Moishiv Yechidim Baiso, the Rebbeinu Shleilam Shtelt Avek Yechidim, two single people in one house, Moitzi Asirim, everybody knows the Chazal. B'kei sharais. What does b'kei sharais mean? Ma'u b'kei sharais b'chi b'shirais. Midvein and shira. Interesting. B'chi b'shirais. What does it mean b'chi b'shirais? Ad b'chi ad shirais. Can doch nicht sein b'chi b'shirais zusammen. So the Matnas Kahunas is a hafle of Feldikavot. Hafle, Chabesai. And this could be already the opening of a shir about Shalom Bayis. He says that some people could live in a marriage in Bechi. The Lashon Ligmari is man de boy, oi meshira, o man de loy boy, bachi. Man de boy, if you want. Some people could live in a matzav and they're crying, a shreklach, it's no good. And then other people, b'shirais, they praise the Eibishtim, is that the good in them? They take out the meiler. Azay learnt the matnas, because gewaldig haveis. Here, the zelve shidach. It's all on how you look at it. Ain't a cooked of them b'chi. Man de boy, can I go and get clog? I had the vibe, the dance, and the stub. I get them krechts, the ganzen tag. But another guy says, ah, gewaldig, b'ach Hashem. But it's not a Shalom Bayis shir. This is a shir to get to the Shalom Bayis shir. So I'll tell you over a gewaldige word in this Chazal that I saw Ramot Chatzukeman. I don't know if the Olam is acquainted with him. Med Chatzukaman was the Talmidei Chafetz Chaim, was a tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael. Med Chatzukaman, alle palimusa used to come to his door to be nehenna from his warmkeit und sein Hashkafe. So they printed a sefer, Leiv Mordechai. And dorten sagt der Rabshat, man de boy, it's not someone who wants. Man de boy is a lashon tefillah. Boyin is a lashon of tefillah, like in Baba Kama, Tevoyin, it's a lashon of tefillah. Man de boy, del vos davint oi meshira, and a davint kriegen dem shidach, then the shidach is oi meshira. Man de loy boy, del vos davint nisht, Bechi, the Shira went, he relies on all his talents and seine Grace, godless was er is, and when er is a zar mensch, and the kal is a... Bechi. As he sagt, it's interesting, I found that the Pnei Menachem, for those that are Chassidish, the Chassidish Eilam Beichet Abissel, upon him Chassidish in hearts, the Pnei Menachem wrote to his Mechutin, Menashe Klein, when they got married, Dachzachazun zu Atachte daten. He writes to him this pshat. He says, Mir Dachzach, man de boy, kemen fateichen, man de boy, a loshen of tefillah. Der was davent, when he geht rein in sein Shidach, is Shira. Der was davent nicht, is Menele Bechi. I was thinking to myself, and I found later andere, es waren redden derselbe Nussach, Bechi v'shira, Hazayrim b'dima, Berini yitzayru. It's the gate of derselbe mensch. Beginning, it's sweat, and it's hard, and it's nisyenis. Und mit aveinen und auf losen Tränen, beten der Rebbeinu Shleim auf Siyata Dishmaya. And the end is Shira. It's Bechi Koishareis, Bechi Veshirais. Was ist der Teich, Rebbe? So why is it that, like I said, Tefillah is such an important part of finding a Shidach? The Bechi, Man de Boy, it's so important as Mizal Davinin. Why? Why is it important to Davinin a Shidach? I'll tell you a gewaltige Sache, Rebbe. Mit Dachzach, Rabbeinu Shalom tests a person in his life. And bitachin is the mahalach on how to live through life in the Sienis of Chayim. Needs bitachin. A shidach is a test of the bitachin ha'odom. We'll see a talk, we'll see. It's a test. Tefillah. Certain things. It's not so much the hishtadlis, but it's more when a person understands it's beyond his hishtadlis. Shidduchim is one of those things. And as I'll soon explain to you, the mechanics, the mechanism of a shidach, was fadet bitachin. It requires that a person go to some shidach mit bitachin, und memeila mit tefillah. He has to daven for it. Here Rabbi say, ich meine reg be kai shrais azay si spal kol khasid davening. Why do we have to daven for shidach? Why more than anything else? When the teretz is mal mit dav hoben starke munde as si fun rabbeinu shleim le eis mit zay mi gefint a shidach. You know, people walk around, ich hab gemacht a shidach. I'm a humble, I'm not big person, but I would love to change that nusach. Ich hab gemacht das Shidach. Du machst gar nicht, Rabbi Yisai. Der Rabbeinu Shleilm is Moishiv Yechidim Baisa. Der Rabbeinu Shleilm is gegeben das Shidach. Hier wie der Nusach, ich hab gemacht das Shidach. Because, you know, psychologically, a person wants to think he's in control. He made a Shidach. Not making anything, Rabbi Yisai. Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, shavam lo bainav bay. Certain things, it's not completely given over to the Rebbeinu Shleilo, it's not going to happen. A shidach is one of those things. It's very complicated shidduch. Moishiv Yechidim. Take two people, have no shaykhis to each other from different worlds. It has to be. It can't be that you do. It's not something you make. So by the next shidduch, if you walk around changing the nusach, try not to blame me for it. You know, okay. I'm not going to stop. Just mach and shidduchim. Aber versteh, understand, Rabbeis, I do machs nicht kein shidduchim. And we'll soon see how this is relevant in the Chazalim. The Gemara says, it's a medrash also, Bereshis Rabbis HaMerches Dalit. Matruna. The Matruna asks Rabbi Yeshua, was tut der Rebbeinu Shloim am ganzen Tag? Was tut der Rebbeinu Shloim am ganzen Tag? And it's Misheshis Yimei Bereshis. Which means that the Rebbeinu Shloim is active in this world in what way? From Sheishas Yimei Bereishas, Yoishiv Umzavik Zivugim. Rabbeinu Shem Alein, Zitzt und Macht Sheduchim. It's the Pu'ula directly from the Rabbeinu Shloim. Mamish, only from the Rabbeinu Shloim. The Rabbeinu Shloim Zitzt und tut das a ganzen Tag. So, Svarim wird gebracht. Hashidach is a Zewi Kriyas Yamsuf. We all know the famous Gemara. The Kashal is Avkon Kekriyas Yamsuf. Once a Meridik Ketaych. By Kriyas Yamsuf, the Eden did nothing. His Yatzvu Ruas Yeshua Sashem. Gonish Ketan. Gonish Ketan.
Takelt.
It says they started by davening, and some want to say Takif zogs good, Harablum zogs good, andere zogen the inyan von tefillah and das is kriyas yamsuf. But the Rambam says Moshe Rabbeinu gedavened, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo gesagt, I'm not so. It's not the time so much to daven. Good to tshuva when the hasta shidach amaskin, achasin daf tshuva taneichet. The tug from the chasne, it's all good. I see that you know all the Sheva Brachas Torah. So y'all, it's good. Aber Rabbeis Ayer, Emes at the Her. And the Shoyne Vet gebracht, that part of Kriyas Yamsuf was, you do nothing. And the Rebbeinu Shlom took out. But the Klal Yisrael was Kireya the Yamsum. It gedavent, okay, but it was so much not in the hands of Ishtadlus. The Ishtadlus Chelik was almost nothing. Und das ist Pshat, weil der Rebbeinu Shlom da reingekommen und alles getan. Und das ist der Keshe zu Ashidach. Yeah? Many ask, how much Ishtadlus darf man tun in Ashidach? Eh? My father told me, I don't know if it's emes or it's not, but mistame in Avi Amri, daf is logos mistame emes. My father told me that the Briske Rav was asked this question. So you know, the Briske Rav hat mit dem gefragt, wie viel Ishtadlis daf mit Tom Fashidach. So he's showing me already like this, pint size. That's not what I heard. What I heard was, hat der Briske Rav gesagt, pis mir gefindt es. How much ishtadlus should you do till you get it? That's how much ishtadlus you should do. He thought a little bit. Okay. Here I may say, was made the Briske Rav? So andere haben mich gefragt, but the Charash Yeshiva Eichet, the Opel Leon Pshat the Briske Rav, the Chayra, Ishtadlus hat doch ein Schir. Und alle fragen, was ist der Schir? What is the Schir Ishtadlus? Hab ich gesagt, efsche Pshat in der Briske Rav, is I say. Die ganze Ishtadlus in Ashidach bechlamm kein Ishtadlus. Anyway, not Ishtadlus. Das ist Ishtadlus. Du meinst, du bist mit Ishtadl. Looks like a race, man kommt, man geht, man steht. It's interesting, some people, they date, you find an Ashah Ashidach. In ein Shah, we sit the Shah, they sit for an hour, and we have the Shidach. In ein Gate, the race, the Wachen, the Ayam, the Reit, what's the Pshat? I don't know. I'll leave it to your imagination to answer the question. I think the question is the answer already. There's no dinim in gdarim in hilchis ishtadlis. There's kum tzashivach. Not a big baleitza with a tremendous mahalach. Das is klar. As me licked in the hand from the Rabbeinu Shlailam, that's fine. I remember years ago, I once met a Tayyar Hasidic Shahid. I learned by him halach a little bit. So we were discussing the chilek between the Hasidic Shemhalach and the Litvish Shemhalach in Shidduchim. So I told him, I mean, you can't have tainus of him. You have to get to know the person before you. Right? So he said, oh, how good fat Yirena. Doesn't say more than Yirena. Good. So Yirena is good. That's a ton there. When you say, that's a pshat in Yirena. Yirena means till you know who the person is. Okay, good. Say it reflecting. Spielen hin and zurück. We played back and forth with this. He told me a zog, which is half a little fella. He says, you know, I met my wife 1 hour before. I'm the happiest person in the world. What should I tell you? That's exactly. Man, the boy. As me will, and me lost us in the hand from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. There's no shifish, doubtless. And you have to understand that. That's the point. I'm not telling anyone, Lamaisa, what they, there's a friend, Gedeli, Israel, and each one his Rebbe, and each one his Rav, and each one his Miyayitz. But the bottom line, the Yisayid is Emes, Rabbi Yisayid. The Yisayid is, by Shidduchim, Azayiv Bekriyas Yamsuf, dance in the hand from the Rabbi Nishlein. Most of the Hishtadlis that you do, you think, you figured it all out, you have her Arayis Klar, and then you find out, Simamish and Ansin, the exact opposite of what you Hishtadl and what you thought and was this Geret. It has nothing. Ashidach is from the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and it's not the Hishtadlis. And that's the Pshat and the Chazal over here, that the Rabbeinu Shloilam is Mezavik Zivugit. The Rabbeinu Shloilam macht the Shidach. The Rabbeinu Shloilam took the Shidach. I want to tell you something interesting about this. The Agresa Adam Choshev from the Sfadish Shailam, that the Olam loves is the Torah. Reb Chaim Pelagi. Reb Chaim quotes him all the time. Reb Chaim Pelagi. Reb Chaim Pelagi wrote many, many Svarim. One of his Svarim is Refuah V'Chaim. It's the name of his sefer. It's Skulis, Mitinyanim, Sheinazach. It's in Per Yud Beis Oisayin Zayin. He brings Kemat from most of his Svarim. He quotes of Nachman Breslev. Every third paragraph in that sefer is from Nachman Breslev. Reb Chaim Pelagi. From the grace of Gaonim, the Kafah Chaim brings him Lalach Keseda. So he quotes, and as a matter of fact, Kafah Chaim brings this from Nachman Breslev. It's in a Kafah Chaim, Rabbi say. Askula, to find the Shidach, is to say, Oz Yosh Shira Sayon Bekavona. As I bring to Skula Beduka Menusa is to say Shiras Hayom Bekavona. Yeah, you'll find that in the newspapers. Shira Shirim, good, good. Oh, but does you not? But it's a Furshe Kafachayim. It's a Furshe. It's a Reb Chaim Pelagi. It's okay. Reb Chaim Pelagi wrote another sefer. It's called Ruach Chaim. It's an Archaim. It's a Pirish an Archaim. If you look at the Kafachayim, which every yeshiva has a Kafachayim, half of the Seif is quoted from Ruachayim. It's Mamish Ruachayim. And then weiter, he brings from Nachman Breslin, weiter. Noch a school of Hashidach. What's the school of Hashidach? This is an Archaim. Ruachayim, Archaim, Toch Avav Eiz Dalit. And you look at the Kafachayim, it's in Toch Avav. Siv Katan Yud. What is the Rosh Reib the Dutton? As the Pshat Fun A Haskula. What's the skula for Shidach? Kiddush Levana Bekavon. We should say Kiddush Levana Bekavon. Take out, it's Kafachayim, what they say. Every yeshiva has a Kafachayim, yeah? Take it out. Look at the Kafachayim. It says over there, in Tav Chavva, as bezakt mit. That itself is a skula. What's the pshat? So the pshat in Shira Sayom is ganz geschmack. Why? Because he bases on the medrash. He fatayches the medrash, man de boyi oime shira. If you say Shira Sayom, shame, huh? Man de boyi, you want a shidach? Oime shira. That's how he fatayches the medrash. You say Shira Sayom. I'm in the chalitvak. I have the pshat. What is the pshat? What does it mean? Why is Kiddush Levana? And I have news for you. Every Likud Sefer on Kiddush Levana is going to quote this Kafachayim. If a person says Kiddush Levana, it's a skula. The Bachem, he says that. Looking for a Shidach, Mezozogin, Shira, Mezozogin, Kiddush Levana. Habei Saivos is Pshat. You know, it's an interesting thing. Lavan, the Grest Apikairis, the Grest Unterweltnik, sein Stub ist gewann Molly Glulin. To the point that even the behemoths didn't want to walk in there. The behemoths couldn't even withstand the turm of us at gelickt in sein Stub. Gekommen zu Shidach. Was hat gesagt? Na Hashem, Yotzah Tova. And the Mepharshim ask, what's the pshat? Wie kommt es, as a Roshe? Azah Pikeres, Hashem is a retch. And the pshat the Mefarshim say is Ashidach is so baru, the Yad Hashem, that even Azah mensch that doesn't want to see has to be meida, me Hashem yotza hadov. When we had Shiras Hayom, every person pointed with his finger and he said, Zekeli Ve'anveyu. All the Umas Ha'olam, what did they hear? They heard Kriyas Yamsuf. Yisrei Ati Adati Mikol. I know now Ki Hashem is the Eibish to Mikol Elohim. Weiter Shiras Hayom, the Yom, the Kriyas Yamsuf. Yeah,
they went to Bilbon.
You say the Vishidach Zetmin Zekeli Vanveya, as is the Rabbeinu Shleila. There is no other explanation. Umemelaz Mizok Shiras Hayom, Rabbei Sai Shlaft Nisht, as Mizok Shiras Hayom. Vek Mufechet Mitten Shir. As Mizok Shiras Hayom. All Magidi Shurim tell the Eilam to close the phone. But the Magid Shalem forgest. Mamach Rishon L'Sheni Kol Schush Shetav L'Yaday. Hakopanim Avei Sayelt. Ze Keli Van Veyu. Me Hashem Yotzo Adover. You could point with the finger. Now what does that do with Kiddush Levana? Avei Say, you ready for a Meiridike Pshat Baruch Shem. The Ebeshti Gate was Mezakim. You hold its Emes Lamitah. Ready? Okay, so you ready? Herr Gemara in Sanhedrin. Zot die Gemara in Sanhedrin. Kol ha-mevarech ala chodesh bizmanoi. Mem beiz omen alif. Kol ha-mevarech ala chodesh bizmanoi. Ki ilu mekabu pnei ha-shchino. Nuksiv ha-cho ha-chodesh ha-ze lochem. Uksiv hasam ze keili v'an ve'yu. Nu, Rabbi Isai, go gishmak. Nu. It's put on a loch. The Rambam says, it's mekabu p'nei ha-shchina. In Perek Yud, Aloch Yud Zayin, in Hilchas Brachas, the Rambam brings down, therefore you have to stand. Why do we stand by Kiddush Levana? Because it's mekabel p'nei ha-shchina. The Bir Alacha in Tav Chavav explains the Ramatzal Mevarech. brought most Rishayim, but I'm quoting on Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings down, well, you see that the Rebbeinu Shofar developed. That's where you see it in the constellations. And the Levan is so clear, it's so clear that the Rebbeinu Shloim runs the Bria, and you could point. Zakeli van Veyu, no? Elta Maisa. Mahashem Yotza Dovah Zashidach, that the Rebbeinu Shofar developed. Shidach, Zet Shiduchim, Rebbeinu Shofar developed. So let's get back up a side to the Pshat. Shtadlus, yes, and all the good advice for a Shidach. Aber ein Sach ist klar. As me will zen, the Rebbeinu Shleilu, in the Shidach. Um is mispalil, knowing that it's only the hands of the Rebbeinu Shleilu to do it. Lost in the hand from the Rebbeinu Shleilu. This is the Eitzah B'duku Menusa for Shidduchim. I'm not saying that all the other things are not good advice. I'm not saying. But you have to understand that it's in the hand from the Rebbeinu Shleilu. And does that give me chizuk for all those that are going through difficulties in Shidduchim? I asked yesterday Rav Shmuel if he holds of all the forums for Shidduchim crisis. I asked him. I know it's a loaded question, so take it for what it is. Like I said, we don't mean to knock the advice, but to give a. And he looked and he goes, made a face. Davin it. I said a few times, Davin it. Found today, there's a sefer that came out from Rebbe Yashiv and this Ayin. It's a miracle. Hashem Yatzah Dov, I was able to end at 2:30. I have a sefer over here.
Keep on going.
I'm going.
Make sure you give me the numbers.
Rav Zilberstein asked Rabbi Yashiv, girls, kvutzas banes, that they don't find shidduchim, what should they do? Rabbi Yashiv answered, they should daven. So Rav Zilberstein said to them, but they tiny, they already did daven. So what should they do? Amar Rabbeinu, shnispalu, right? With all the advice and all the chachmas, davening, and to realize it was in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shleilu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.